Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Cannes Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Eugene Jarecki, who's here to present as a special event Promised Land, a documentary about Elvis. So Eugene, where did you get the idea of this documentary that is about Elvis, but it's more about the history of America?
You know, the film is a road trip, and funnily enough, I got the idea for this road trip when I was on another road trip. America's an incredible country to travel, and if you're a filmmaker, it's an endless movie to look at. Doesn't make it necessarily a happy movie or a sad movie. It's everything at the same time. And as I traveled the country before on previous films, over and over, I was given the sense of a very heartbroken country. People who feel that the life they live is very far from the life they imagined. The promises that lie in the American story seem like broken promises to a lot of people. And this is long before Donald Trump. This is America. This is the America that makes Donald Trump possible. The America of disillusionment and nostalgia for a better time. So somehow traveling the country in that way, I was always reminded of how Elvis Presley was so fundamental to the American dream. And the more time I spent on thinking about it, the more it dawned on me that Elvis Presley and America had followed in many ways the same path of life. That we had started out young and beautiful also, we had risen too fast also, we had encountered the challenges of premature power as a country, just as he did as a man, and then we know how it ended up for him, and the question is, where is it going for us?
The feeling for me, even,
That's part of the American story.
Yes.
Who is clouding their judgment, misguiding their priorities, making it seem that the entire world should revolve around individuals, and that's part of the American phenomenon. Of course, it's here in Europe too, but America wrote the book on misguided priorities in the 20th century. We wrote the book at Hiroshima, we wrote the book in so many ways in the civil rights era where we found ourselves fighting against those factors in American life that had misguided the judgment of a democracy. And yet we also have the civil rights movement pushing back against that. We have efforts that go back and forth. American story is a constant drama of the best and the worst angels in our nature fighting.
I have to say that I also felt a bit nostalgic of something that I never experienced and I never lived. But there wasn't that in the way of things were better then. I don't know if that's another thing that
Americans have this idea that there was a better time. And that's a dangerous illusion. You know, was it better when we had slavery? Was it better when we were committing genocide against Native Americans? Was it better when women couldn't vote? There was extraordinary gap in that way? Of course not. But maybe what was better was that for all the problems that were there, the direction of the country seemed to tilt toward greater justice, greater freedom, meaning we were a work in progress. We were working toward liberation for black people. We were working toward the freedom for women to vote, just more and more gains, social gains across the landscape. That was a direction, and it was something to be hoped for. It's why people care. It's why we're talking now. It's why anyone cares about America at all, is all that we promise to be, all that we hope to be. So the question is, where is that promise? And that's why Promised Land as an idea, it's a biblical idea, but it's also an idea that you hear repeated over and over in the American story.
What do you think is the role of filmmakers today, then?
Well, for a movie like mine is balancing between events of today and a vision that comes from that past, that comes from maybe not a nostalgia, because I don't think things were so much better then, but I think the promise of then was so important. So a film like mine, if anything, it tries to remind of what the promise is about. And if you can remember the promise, then you have something to shoot for. Even if you adjust it for modern conditions, even if you understand that the world is not the same as it was then, and therefore the same practical gains that you would want then are not available now, the spirit of those gains is available now. And so we try very hard to put people on screen, the stories of people and the visions of people that would tilt toward a better world, that would tilt toward the kind of world that Roosevelt imagined when he said that America would lead the way toward a better world. And when I see that footage in the film of Roosevelt promising that kind of example from America to the world. Of course, that it moves my heart, and for one moment, and then I have a quite sad feeling about America's abandonment of those principles for what? For money. For the almighty power of the dollar to warp every conversation, to tilt it in a direction that's so minimizing, so anti-enlightenment. That's so terribly damaging. And of course, this is stuff we could be talking about before the country literally goes off the deep end in the Trump era by signing on with a figure who represents, if anything, money above all else, money above honesty, money above democracy, money above gracefulness, money above manners, money above art, money above fairness. When you've come to that point as a country, you're in need of a reset. You have to get reset. The button has to be pushed to change it in an overhauling way. And I hope that may be happening. The reaction to Trump has been a passionate reaction by the public and by the courts and by the media, not so much by Congress. We'll see how they go. But my film is there to remind of the necessity to stop this misdirection of a democracy.
Thank you, Eugene Chiariacki, for talking about Promised Land, screening at the Cannes Film Festival as a special event. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.